T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And if you're in a relationship, you're either freaked out about meeting your significant other's family or excited. You know, there's some people that are excited to spend some time, and others are just fearful because every time there's drama,
right,
somebody doesn't look at you right, or so-and-so doesn't like you, or you don't like them. And we have our listener on the line. Her name is Alyssa from West Covina, and she wants to hear from you. She needs some advice whether to continue to date or eliminate her boyfriend of 2 years because his mom doesn't like the way she dresses. She says she dresses way too sexy, and for that reason, he won't have her over for Thanksgiving or any holiday.
Like, he's afraid
to avoid the drama.
Afraid to have her around the house.
Yeah. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for reaching out. So how bad is it, and how did you find out that his mom doesn't approve of the way you dress?
Oh, it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I guess about a year and a half ago, I met his mom. I don't even remember what the event was, but that was the first time that I met. And that was actually after only we had been dating for about 6 months. And I mean, I'm not wearing like no clothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not hugely baggy things, but I mean, I'm proud of my curves, and I want to wear clothing that I feel good about and confident in. And the first time that I was over there, which, like I said, was like a year and a half ago, his mom threw a blanket at me and said,
whoa,
have some respect.
No.
Wait, hold up. She threw a blanket at you, like cover up and then have some respect?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What did you say?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't really say anything. I just like held the blanket and stood there.
Did she have, in your mind, when you look back at it, any sort of grounds, or was this lady overreacting?
I think that I had a little bit of cleavage. It wasn't like insane. I mean, I have big boobs.
You should be like, why do you think your son's with me? No, just playing.
But there's also like, there's like a generational thing too. Like, there's definitely been times where like I've worn something tighter when I was younger in high school, and my dad being like, go put something else on. I'm like, this isn't even that bad, but it's there's a generational difference in, in how you dress.
So Chelsea, you know, what do you recommend for Alyssa? Continue to date or eliminate?
I mean, for me, I would definitely say eliminate, and here's why. Because I think that for me, for the fact that he isn't sort of like sticking up for you and like trying to aid the situation, he's kind of ignoring it.
Yeah, what does he say?
It just makes me feel like he's not thinking of you as a long-term girl in his life.
Yeah.
On the flip side to that, because there are some gangsta-ass moms out there, and they're listening to us right now, like, their sons are probably scared. And this can go either way, guys, because I've gone through the experience where, also, I have aunts, right? I grew up in Santa Ana, in Delhi. At that time, a lot of, like, gang violence and so on and so forth in Santa Ana, California. And my aunt wouldn't allow her daughters to bring over any men or boyfriends that look like cholos. Like gangster, dressed baggy, so on and so forth. And she wasn't cool with that whole situation, you know? So my whole point of view with that is like, is it too much to ask that when you do go visit family, just to try to make it peaceful, just for you to maybe cover up a little bit more? It's not like you have to change completely who you are. Have you thought about that, or is that too much to ask?
I would say that I think about that before I even get dressed, and so I am dressing more conservatively than I normally would.
Well, the thing about it is that at this point, it's not even so much the dress, because clearly you know that she doesn't like it. You know that she's old school. At this point, it's more like homeboy just would rather not bring you around than deal with the issue, which means, I mean, that kind of screams a bigger problem, which is like, is this guy not down for confrontation?
Exactly.
Because he could just tell his mom, hey, she is dressing conservatively. You have your beliefs. She has her style. Leave her alone. This is my girlfriend who may end up being part of the family. So it's kind of screams that this guy's kind of a pansy ass.
So he's probably a victim to LBS as well.
Yeah, little bitch syndrome.
Probably.
I second that.
I think eventually you want your man to stand up for you, right? Look, I'm a married man. And to me, in regards to priorities, it's God, my wife, my children, and then my parents. By all means, that's the way it's got to be. You know, so I get your frustration. Give us a call. What are your thoughts? What do you think Alyssa should do? What would you do in her situation? Your boyfriend of 2 years won't bring you home for Thanksgiving because his mom's like, yo, I don't like the way you dress. You dress too sexy. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. What are our texts saying, Brian? Continue to date this guy or eliminate him?
Well, everyone's basically saying that you can continue dating him if the guy can learn how to, find his pair of, find his junk.
Balls.
Yeah, balls. Get into it. and stand up to his mom a little bit. Holly says, what does the boy's father say about how she dresses? I'm assuming that he had some choice. I'm sure that's one of the reasons the mom doesn't want her dressing with her boobs out.
Maybe the men going to the Thanksgiving dinner are the issue, and all the women are like, we know the men that are coming. Right. We know our family.
We see him staring at you. From Leslie in the 424, I think she needs to eliminate him because guarantee this is going to be a bigger issue in the future. Yeah. My dad's sister never liked my mom, called her names, and there was very disrespectful. My dad was always able to stand up for and always put my mother above anyone else because that's who he wanted to spend his life with. So it is like you got to eliminate unless the dude can just stand up.
Nancy from Inglewood, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa's listening to you. What are your thoughts? Continue to date or eliminate?
I'm going to say eliminate. I'm a mom. And if my son, for the first time, brought home a girl and her boobs are all the way out, I'm looking at her like, take her back to the Rat Pack.
Wow.
If you're coming in here looking like a hoochie, you probably are. If you walk like a duck, you talk like a duck, you're probably a duck. So 10 times out of 10, I'm a mom, and I'm usually right. So at least put on a turtleneck. Just cover up a little bit.
A turtleneck is not flattering on anyone, so
plus,
I don't
we
know
live in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's hot as hell.
Well, neither is your boobs and my husband's face either, so I'm going to need you to put a something.
I mean, that is an issue.
Alyssa, what do you want to say to Nancy, who is judging you on your appearance? If you're dressed sexy or if you're dressed like a hoochie, you are a hoochie.
That is not who I am. I want to dress how I want to dress, and I am thinking about what I'm looking like. I wasn't like going out clubbing. Like, I mean, it wasn't like my whole boob was showing. Like, I just, there was a little bit of cleavage.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your perspective. And you're saying eliminate, basically just get out of this situation. It's too much drama.
Eliminate.
All right. Okay, fantastic. Well. You want to give a shout out to your son's future girlfriends that he's going to bring home?
Yeah, come over. Wear a turtleneck. I don't want to see any boobs with my turkey. Get it together.
There you go.
Turkey only.
Nancy, have a great one.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Cindy from Paris, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Do you think she should continue to date or eliminate?
I'm thinking that they need to date because his mom isn't dating the girl. He's dating the girl. Maybe eventually, I think they can have the holidays together, but maybe they can have Thanksgiving at her mom's house. Because the mom needs to kind of step out and see, this is my son, this is who he wants to date, and she needs to step out. I understand that she doesn't like the way she's dressing, but she's not dating her.
Right.
Cindy, so in your perspective, you're like, don't allow the mom basically end the relationship.
Exactly.
And you're saying also she should have a conversation with him and just be like, look, we're doing Thanksgiving together no matter what, but you're coming with my family, and that'll prove a point, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do think when you have a mom that's clearly like this meddling and this obsessed with, you dress like too much of a skank for my son, dress it up. Just by saying we're going to have Thanksgiving at my girlfriend's house, the mom is not going to be a fan of that after the fact.
Yeah.
And that'll give him a little leverage to say, hey, we didn't go to your house because you're rude to my girlfriend. And I ain't going to stand for that.
I think it comes down to her having that conversation and how he reacts. Because if he does have her back and wants to be with her, he will go with her and care about how she feels. But then if he says, no, I'm still going with my family, you're just not coming, that to me is where the real answer is,
Cindy, do you think it's an issue at all that her boyfriend suffers potentially from LBS?
Little bitch syndrome.
Yeah, definitely.
It is plaguing men, especially around this time of year when you have parents that want to have it their way. Just LBS, it's a problem.
Well, you don't want to ruin your entire family's Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? It's not just all about you. AKA,
right.
I have LBS. All right,
tight. That's
Cindy.
There's no cure. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Cindy, love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day.
Bye. Happy holidays. Alyssa, you heard our listeners' opinions. Ultimately, it's your call. It's your life. Are you going to continue to date or eliminate your boyfriend because he won't take you home to mom anymore because mom thinks you dress too sexy?
It's a really difficult decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been together for 2 years, and I'm in love with my boyfriend, Mm-hmm. We have a really good relationship. I also have a big issue dating someone who seems like they're not standing up for me.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think I'm going to have to take some more time to think about it because I'm kind of torn right now.
So, Alyssa, we wish you all the best. We understand that this is a very difficult decision for you to make, but is it okay if we check in with you in a few days and see what happens after you have this conversation with your boyfriend?
Yeah, for sure.
Alyssa, thank you so much. Appreciate you reaching out to us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.